Hello. What's going on, everybody? It's TJ. I haven't been in touch in quite a while. I'm sorry. I've been very busy with work. But as of today, almost 2 years ago, I left for Wilmington from my house. And I went up to school to go become a locomotive engineer. And today, they gave me my card. I have my license, and I am now a certified Class 1 locomotive engineer. So I may be driving your choo-choo. So if you guys ever head out this way, hit me up on the Penny Cult forums or something like that, or what have you. But anyway, I am now a choo-choo driver, so that's awesome. I'm just really excited about that. It's kind of weird because my progress to that whole thing kind of like happened at the exact same time that I started calling Penny Cult guys and stuff. So it's thought I'd let you guys know what was going on with me. And hey, hope y'all having a groovy time, whatever the hell you're doing, and stay awesome. Bye bye.
Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio. Now your hosts of Wrecking Crew Radio, Jay and Stu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting, fun-filled edition of Wrecking Crew Radio.
I am Stu.
And I'm Jay. Wow.
I figured I'd beat you this time.
You're welcome to go first. You just always make me intro, so I always
I don't
first.
Make you. You just do it.
Oh, so you want an intro?
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't make you.
If you don't want to do it, then I have to do it, or else nobody's going to do it. And this is going to be like, this is going to be the show.
Sounds better already.
Yeah, it probably does. Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio. We appreciate your patronage.
And your money.
You and your words. That don't make sense. What money?
If they send it.
What they don't. Yeah, so we don't know where you're listening to us. Might be listening to us through iTunes or from our website, or you might be listening to us at MetalX Radio at MetalXRadio.com.
Or on Mars.
If you're listening to us from Mars, you should tell us.
Call.
At 206-350-6229. And you know what? Call that. Or record something, whatever.
I know it'll be long distance. Sorry.
We need to come up with something like people... Hey, you know what? If you have an accent... Call and leave something telling us, you know, this is Wrecking Crew Radio.
That you don't have an accent?
What?
Call us saying that you don't have an accent.
See, this stuff isn't funny to anyone. It's not funny to me, and I know what you're talking about, but it's definitely not funny to them.
Shut it.
Call in with a cool accent and just tell us that people are listening to Wrecking Crew Radio.
Yeehaw, motherfuckers!
Call in with...
Wow.
Call in if you want to be the new host, co-host of Wrecking Crew Radio.
Yeah, alongside me.
Hey, that's fine. It's as long as I ain't got to put up with you anymore.
Whatever.
Whatever. I quit. That was pathetic.
Yes, it was.
Now, but we could use some more intros for the show, so give us some of those.
Not like 5-minute ones either.
Be creative. Have fun. Say whatever you've heard them over the last couple of weeks. We've had weird call-ins, and we've had people that actually sat down and produced little bits, and so whatever. Do it. It's fun. We like them. Do it.
We got the accidental road rage.
Yeah. That you aren't so sure is accidental. What do we got? What do we got? We got some film reviews a couple weeks behind, but we saw them. So we'll be reviewing those here in a few minutes. We have a music review of the new Devo album, along with the guys from the Know Nothing music show that sat in with us on that. We got to go to a concert. We're going to talk a few minutes about that. And that's what we're going to give you this week. And enjoy it, because that's what you're getting. So let's go ahead and get started with that. And we will go ahead and kick off this week's discussion of the Vans Warped Tour. Let's go ahead and talk about that starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, Stu.
So, Jay.
You won more concert tickets.
I sure did.
And we went to a concert.
Usually that involves winning concert tickets, going to that concert.
Not always.
What?
Not always. I can think of a couple you didn't go to when you won tickets.
Yeah, because no one would go.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're incapable of my your only friend?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's sad. And I'm the only one who can stand you. He's like, I got other friends. You're just the only one that can stand me.
No, I just don't like any of my other friends.
Thanks. That means you do like me, and I appreciate that.
I just stand you.
Anyway, you won concert tickets, and we went.
Uh-huh.
And it was hot.
Blistering.
It was very hot, but we got to go to the Vans Warped Tour.
All right. First off.
Okay.
I want to say something, and you pointed out when we were at the Warped Tour.
What, that I stepped in gum as soon as I walked through the gate? What a piece of... If you drop gum on the ground, somebody should just shoot you in the face and kick you, piss on your dead corpse because it's fucking rude.
You pointed out... not that, but...
Well, I did.
Oh, yeah.
And that you stepped on gum, too?
Yeah, I did.
Sons of bitches! Get to it!
You done?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, you point out the fact that cons ain't got nothing on this Vans Warped Tour as far as fanboy funk.
I think I tweeted, we were sitting in there listening to one of the bands, and I tweeted that it smelled, I was like, this place smells like stale bong water and BO.
Yeah, cons ain't got nothing.
Fanboy funk and cons don't smell anything like the Vans Warped Tour. Yeah.
No, I'd rather smell the fanboy funk at a con than...
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Some of the
smells. It was ripe.
Now, granted, it was...
Yeah, it was like 90, blistering sun beaming down, a lot of people, a lot of bodies.
But you knew that going in. You load up on the deodorant like I did.
Yeah. You know, you were kind of prepared, knowing that you were going in.
I guess. Yes, there was some definite odor there.
As I said before, I was like, I can imagine what her crotch smells like now.
Anyway, that's gross. Like, really? That's where you went? I mean, it's one thing to say.
No, that's where I won't go now.
That's one thing to say to me when we're sitting at the Warped Tour. It's another thing to say it to our listeners. I'm just saying. So let's talk about this whole thing, because it was kind of a weird thing. You won tickets a week before the concert.
Yeah, not even a week.
And the concert was on a weekday.
Yep.
We both work.
Yep.
Now, you have the kind of job where you have weird schedules, so sometimes you can trade off with people.
It works, yeah.
Which is what you did.
That's what.
So you got off. However, I couldn't get off. This wasn't going to happen. There were people. I work at a you know, regular office job kind of crap, and I work at the kind of place where I have to request it, and then if there's too many people taking off, I can't get it. And there were just too many people taking off. I couldn't get the day off. So we weren't sure if I was going to go or not. You were going to think about asking somebody else and potato potato whatever, you know. But we ended up just, hey, you know what? We'll just have Jay meet Stu after he gets off work. Which I'm going to say it kind of sucked because I missed some of the bands. Kind of worked out in my favor because I was still there for 5 hours. Well, four and a half.
And you got a pretty decent spot.
Yeah, my parking spot was better than yours, which is hilarious. Well, I like a lot better than yours. But I was there for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I was there for like 7.
Yeah. So, and I was beat. I was beat. And so that it actually worked out for me. But
hey, I got free Monster Energy drink.
Yeah. Thank God you did.
Yeah.
Or else we wouldn't have had anything to drink all day because they wouldn't... they'll take your credit card to buy the ticket to get in, but you can't use it at the concession counter.
$4 for a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying. We're talking Powerade.
Now, some of the headliners there we will talk about. Pennywise. Andrew WK. Sum 41.
Oh.
I think those were the main headliners. Is there any main
I did not like the see... Big,
real
American
big
rejects there.
Real Big Fish was there.
American rejects weren't.
Were they not even there? Or did you just miss them?
I guess they weren't there.
Real Big Fish happened before I got there. I'm assuming it was before you got there as well.
Or I didn't even pay attention. I'm not a big fan, so.
But what's nice is there were like supposedly 69 bands there. I don't know if they were all there. But what's really cool about the Warped Tour is. They set four stages up, or five.
I think there was like eight or nine.
There were two in the back, right? There were two up front, two on the main stage, and then
seven.
Yeah. Well, and the main stage is kind of weird though because they're not on at the same time. They split
they
it into
split
two.
Split two stages. Called it two different ones, but it was
stage A and stage B. Yeah. So what's interesting about it is you get, for those of you who've never been to Warped Tour, don't know anything about it, all these different bands come.
It's not a full-blown rock show. A stage is set up.
They call it the Warped Tour. It's a festival.
It's basically, when they say Warped Tour, it's a fast set of bands.
It's a festival.
Yeah.
Because you're going to walk, yeah, the bands are going to be up for 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, somewhere in that range. So you're going to go up, they're going to play a small set.
Yeah, like... Sum 41 is a national act, and
they were not very. They seemed to be very short.
They were like 20 minutes,
four
25
or five
minutes.
Songs. I think
that's about the average.
It wasn't very many. So we, you know, what makes it really cool though is you can go see multiple bands, you know, quick, and you get an influx of music, and if there's a band you're checking out, you don't like them, you just walk away and go check out another band down the way. So it works out really well.
Yeah, like the White Chocolate.
Is that the one you when I was like, you were already there and I was walking in and I'm like, oh good lord. I'm like, okay, well let's not.
We'll not see that band.
Never. That was, yeah, I'm not. But you know, some people like that, so cool, check them out. But we did get to discover, yeah, I know. We did get to discover some bands we really did get into, which was really cool. And we're attempting to contact some of them. Who would you say was your favorite of the day? The one that you really, besides probably Sum 41, which, because I will say that Sum 41 was not my favorite, but we'll talk about why.
Oddly enough, okay, I'm sure you're probably thinking that's Say versus Merge.
No, that's who I'm going to say, but I have no idea who you're.
Oddly enough, it was Reverend
Peyton's Big Damn Band. Now, I've heard of them, and I've heard a track or two, but you'd never heard of them.
No, I was actually kind of intrigued by them, because the whole washboard thing just kind of, like, made me look at it, do a double take.
I've heard a couple tracks from them. Never picked up an album, but I used to have a friend that was into them, so I'd play them in his car every once in a while.
They kind of got the whole.
I kind of like them.
They kind of got the whole bluegrass. I mean, it's. I guess you can call it country somewhat, but it's not.
Right.
It's they kind of got like the old 50s style sound to them. And he's on a steel guitar.
Yeah.
A washboard and a drum. And how much cooler can you get?
An accordion.
Okay, that's besides the point.
No, I actually thought you were going to say Pennywise because you really didn't know
Pennywise is great. I actually will start looking into him. But no, I mean, the one that actually drew my attention the most was the Reverend Peyton's Big
Band
Band.
That's pretty cool. I've heard them before, but I wasn't there to hear them. I got there after they played.
Yeah, you were actually on your way
when they were playing. Mm-hmm. Figures. For me, I'm going to say Versus Emerge because I really got into the music.
And the fact she's hot.
She is very cute. And Fool It, man, she has a great stage presence.
Yes, she has a great body.
But she has a great
stage presence, yeah.
I mean, it was really, like, this girl knows how to work the stage. She knows how to work the crowd. The whole band did, actually. I thought they were very, very good. And I really enjoyed the style of music. So, yes, that was probably the one.
Yeah, we're talking about a bunch of people just standing around watching, and then she basically tells them to start crowd surfing, and they do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she did. She said, I want to see some crowd surfing. And
she wants to shake hands with people.
That's when we got to see some of our epic fail crowd surfing.
Ooh.
People trying to jump
off the
rail and
nobody's
looking.
Especially that older lady. She, like, barely could get up on the railing, and then she fucking... face planted.
Nobody caught her. It's because they weren't looking, and they weren't looking in that direction. I don't know what people were thinking. I saw a dude do the same thing. I'm like, they don't really get hurt because they land on people, but those people probably aren't too happy. Like, what the you know? Yeah, they were the one that stood out the most to me. We also checked out, I'm trying to think of some of the bands, but We Are the End Crowd. I really like them too. It's funny because they're both female singers. But I really liked We Are the End Crowd. We checked out, what was it, Chloe? No, Katie, Kelly something. Help me.
Help me.
Remember the other girl singer, and we were kind of like, they're all right. But I told you, the way I put it, it was like if Tiffany did pop or did punk rock, it's what it kind of felt like. They were okay.
There was the one band I know that was it Disco Curtis?
Disco Curtis. I actually liked Disco Curtis. Mm-hmm. That was a dude, though.
I know that was.
Well, I'm trying to remember, what was her name? Like Chloe versus, I don't remember. But neither one of us kind of cared for them that much. They were okay. They would have been a good opening act for somebody like local. We did go in. We had our stages mixed up. So we go into the pavilion to sit down to wait for some 41. And that was very interesting. So we're sitting there for a few minutes, and this band comes out, and we're like, who is this? What's going on? And, of course, they start with a, what's up, baby? And me and you just both stood up and walked out of the damn pavilion.
We didn't even stick around for what
you're
the
like,
band
you is. Look at me, you're like, let's go. I'm like, all right. In case you figured it, we are not into that.
Like I tell everyone else, I'm probably the one that's closest to liking that stuff, and that's like coming to as far as Slipknot.
For me, it's as far as System of a Down, and it doesn't really go over that. I just can't really. I don't do the Slipknot. Yeah.
Was a girl named Kelsey?
Kelsey versus or something like that. Yeah, how was it?
Was it K?
Yeah.
Kelsey and the Chaos.
That's what it was. I wanted to say Kelsey versus Chaos, but it's Kelsey and the Chaos. They were okay. I mean, like, they felt a little wet behind the ears. Maybe given some time.
Yeah,
Maybe they'll get a little better. I'm trying to think. You know, there were bands everywhere, so we would catch a few minutes or part of a set. Who were we in the pavilion watching for a while? Probably one of the first when I first got there. We were in the pavilion watching somebody for quite a while, and we were standing at the down.
Oh, Alkaline Trio.
Alkaline Trio. Thank you. Duh. That was the first band I think we checked out when I got there was Alkaline Trio. And I've liked them for a while. Again, I don't own any of their albums. I think I might have a track or two. I've always kind of liked them, and they were really good. They were a lot of fun, too. And again, work in the crowd. It's interesting because we were not the oldest people there, which I was afraid
of. Not even by far.
But we were definitely not in the majority. There were a lot of youngsters there, which was awesome because there was a lot of hot girls in bikini tops, which is always a good thing for me. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, and
unfortunately, there were a couple guys wearing girl bras and stuff. It was weird, but hey, whatever. But it's interesting to me. You and I have always been music fans and concert goers and everything, but neither of us are into crap like mosh pitting and slam dancing.
No,
we're not going to do that shit. And I'm watching these kids mosh, and they're cracking me up, dude. Because here's moshing. For those of you who've always kind of wondered. They get in a circle, and they skip around.
And then eventually they
in
start.
In a circle.
Then they start eventually.
Somebody bumps into somebody, I think. I don't know how what happens, but then they just start throwing each other around and running and jumping.
Well, there's different kinds of pits. There's the mosh pit, and there's the circle pit, and I think there's another one.
Well, it looked to me like the one led into the other almost every time.
No, that was it.
Oh. Crowd surfing is one of those really interesting things that you're watching it, and part of you really wants to go try that.
No, part of me wants to be underneath, so when the hot chick comes by, well, you can kind of get a little
we
feel.
We did notice something, though. What did we say? What do you see?
Good-looking chicks and skinny guys.
Good-looking chicks and skinny guys. Stu looks at me and says, I just want to see a fat dude run and jump up there. And I'm like, you didn't. You never saw a heavy-set dude, not once.
I think... Well, because we all know that we wouldn't make it.
I did see some interesting crowd surfing where people just went flipping. Like, because people sometimes grab them and throw.
Yeah.
And I saw a chick, like, flip foot over head. They caught her. So it was good, I guess. But I was like, oh, see, that's what I'd be afraid of.
And then the epic fail ones.
That was great. Everything you see in the movies does, in fact, happen. That chick, she jumps up on this rail and dove, and nobody got her.
And we were both like, oh!
It was like, oh, I saw that too. But you know what? I was wore out. I was hot as hell. I was sweating. It looked, by the time we left, it looked like somebody just dumped buckets of water over
us. Yeah, he came in with a light green shirt. He left with a dark green shirt.
But you know, it was everybody there was sweating.
Oh, yeah. There was no one that was dry.
We got some free candy that we dug. I will be picking some
snoozles, snoodle,
some Twizzler, something.
It's a Wonka thing.
It was not a snoodle.
No, kazoozle,
kazoozles.
I think Wonka or something
like it. It was like almost I say kind of like a Twizzlers, but not really.
It was like Twizzler
with
and taffy in the center,
creamy taffy stuff filled. It was really freaking good. All right, go find them. So we got some free candy.
It might
free
be
monsters.
Considered a snoodle then.
I got the cool Van sticker up there.
Yeah, I got three of them.
It was cool. We might actually pick some stuff up had they let us use our card to buy things. But they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you can use a debit card and go to the machine. I'm like, I didn't bring my debit. I brought my credit. And you would take my credit to get in, but you won't let me even buy a bottle of water for $4?
I don't know. For the price that I won the tickets for, I think it was well worth it.
Oh, it was absolutely worth it.
Because the at-door price was $40
yeah.
a ticket.
Well, you know what? Even at $40 a ticket... I mean, I was there for 4.5 hours, and it started at 11. I didn't get there till 3:30. So, I mean, even with that's $10 an hour for how many bands? And we got to discover, some really good music. So, I think it was worth it. I had a pretty good time overall. I was wore out. If we ever do it again, like next year or something, I've learned a few things. We didn't know what we could and couldn't do because there was conflicting things between the websites, which you can and can't bring. I brought a bottle of water. They let me take that in, but no lid.
And they told you to throw it on the ground.
They told me to throw my... I looked at the lady. I was like, what should I... She's like, just throw it on the ground. I'm like, are you kidding? Okay, then why won't you let me take the lid in? What am I going to do with this? This little plastic lid. What am I going to do with this lid? Right. I don't get
it. Throw it at the band?
Oh, because people weren't throwing their whole bottles of water at the bands? cameras are cool. Apparently, they don't give a crap. They didn't even pat us down.
They didn't even pat us down on a normal, Going to see Crew, I probably got patted down.
Yep, but not for Warped Tour, which, like you said, seems odd. But for Warped Tour, it seems odd that they wouldn't pat you down for this, but they would for other things.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I had a good time. I'm glad I met you up there. I'm glad we went.
Mm-hmm.
I did get turned around on our way back. We were in separate cars, and I was in the lead car. And what I did made logical sense. We were west. I came east to get there. Should go west to go home. I see you go the other way, and I call. I'm like, what's going on? You're like, well, you should have went this way. I'm like, are you sure? You're like, yeah. I'm like, damn it. So I just went the other way. Didn't really take me that much longer.
No.
That's why I texted you to tell you, hey, I'm home already. It did not take me any longer. I just wrapped around and went through downtown Cincy, and it's actually pretty cool. It rained after we left, which was also pretty cool. It did not rain until we left, which I thought was...
That was a bonus.
Although, maybe not. It might have felt pretty good to be in the rain. Some of those girls, wouldn't have mind seeing them. You know what I'm saying? Had a good time, though. We saw some really interesting, like... I saw a couple men there that I was shocked that they were there. There was a guy that was in khaki shorts and a polo shirt tucked in. I mean, he looked like Jimmy Buffett. Like, wow, that's an older guy, too. I mean, he was older. He's probably in his...
No, he's probably with his daughter, too.
Mid-fit. Well, there was a guy with his daughter there that I thought was really cool because you could tell she really liked the band.
Well, it's funny is the majority of the crowd was, like, probably teens, the tweens, whatever you want to call them.
I'd say a majority of them was probably 19, 20, 21.
And some of the younger kids, you know, got escorted by their parents.
Yeah.
And, they had this thing. I didn't know where it was, but it was supposedly called the reverse daycare.
Yeah, I never saw anything about it either.
Basically, a place where the olders can hang out while the kids go running around.
Walking there,
stupid.
It's just like Sinatra music and Donkey Shame, Diamond Donkey Shame.
That's Sinatra?
Yeah, he might have done a cover of it. I don't know. Like 50 people have done covers of that song. I don't freaking know. But we What's really weird, though, is there was a lot of youngsters and a lot of older people. The mid-range like us, not as many. But did you notice that? I mean, there wasn't as many people like our age range, as there were older than us and younger than us. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I recommend the Warped Tour, especially if all you just want to go look at cleavage. And girls wearing some really interesting outfits that I'm not against.
Or if you're a pedophile.
Or if that one girl in the cheetah shirt is ever going to be there, you should go. That chick was hot. That's all I'm saying.
In the box.
So, we have been a little behind in our movie watching. We've just been really caught up with other stuff, and it's been hard to go to the theater. We've been running around all flipping July. So last night we got together, and we actually went to the drive-in because we got to knock out two of the movies we hadn't seen. It was kind of a fun time. I'd had like a family day. We went to the zoo and everything, and then we were going to go to the drive-in and told you what movies were going to be on. You were like, hey, you know, I'm going to go too. And so we're gonna talk about those real quick. So you might have already seen these, and that's okay, but we don't care. Deal with it. We went to the drive-in last night, and we saw Despicable Me. And we saw The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which are two of the movies that we wanted to see and just hadn't got around to seeing. Now there are only about six instead of eight that we missed.
Then we need to start doing that a little more often.
If they would put, sometimes their lineup.
You know, Expendables is coming out like in 2 weeks.
Yes. Don't worry, I'll be at the theater to see that one. Their lineup sometimes at the drive-in is complicated because, you know, with kids, it's great to go to the drive-in when you got kids because it's like they fall asleep. My kids were out 10 minutes into the second movie. Plus, it's cheaper, and you get to see multiple movies. But sometimes they'll put on a movie that's a yay, and then they're like,
that
Bloody Head Cutter Part 3. And you're like, what? You know, I can't do that. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks followed by Bloody Head Cutter Part 24. You know, it's very...
And then, you know, people that, you know, tend to want to bring their own food or smoke, whatever. If you smoke, you can actually do that while watching the movie.
Yeah, I mean, there are definite movies that I try to, I'm not going to go to the drive-in if I can help it. And there are huge disadvantages to the drive-in, you know, but there are major advantages. They'll play two, sometimes three movies, you know, for... Me, my wife, and my kids got in last night for like 20-some bucks for two movies.
Yeah, didn't you spend like 50 one time to watch a 3D movie?
44, I think it was. Yeah, 11 bucks a piece for me, my wife, my son, and my mom, yeah.
And that was for one movie.
So there are some definite advantages behind it. Plus, it's kind of fun driving. We had a crowd of people. And the nice thing is you can kind of sit there and chat a little bit without it being, you know, it's not like a theater where it's like you can't talk, it's rude.
Shut up!
There are definite times where I don't go to the drive-in, go to the theater. You know, like the Expendables, I'm going to go to the theater. I'm not going to go to the drive-in.
Well, there's certain movies that are meant to be seen in the theater.
I actually think there are certain movies that are meant to, like Grindhouse at a drive-in would have probably been awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't get to see it at a drive-in, but it would have probably been, added that much more to it, you know, but... But we last night we did see Despicable Me was the first film that we saw last night, and neither of us had seen it, and both of us had wanted to, and we'd heard really good things about it,
especially for the Minions.
And I'd heard so many things about the Minions, like they're hilarious and they're not, you know, they were hilarious. I mean, they were hilarious.
They weren't exactly like the main part either.
No, but they were just hilarious. The movie was good. I mean, the plot is what you expect it to be. Evil dude adopts three girls to help him with his evil plans and then actually starts to fall for him. I mean, it's pretty typical, you know, bad guy meets good girls and gets heart of gold.
Best part of the movie is when he comes walking by the kid with the ice cream and fell on the ground and then he makes a balloon animal for him.
And then pops it.
And then pops it.
Yeah. Scenes in the previews, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was funny. It looked great. It was done in 3D. We didn't see it in 3D, of course, drive-in. There were some added 3D things that would have been cool in 3D, especially the whole end thing that was obviously done for 3D.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still good, you know, even without 3D in the bottom or anything. I liked it, though. I thought it was really funny. I was laughing out loud during quite a bit of it. I thought, the jokes hit pretty well.
LOL.
I really like the mad scientist guy that built all this stuff for him, too. I thought he was pretty stinking funny as well. He kept mishearing everything. He's like, I set a dart gun. I mean, that stuff was hilarious. Yeah, I laughing a lot, had a good time, enjoyed the movie. I recommend it.
I do, too. I've always had fun with some movies like that.
Yeah. This is, was this DreamWorks? I think. I don't know. It was... I don't know. Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, it's DreamWorks. So, and DreamWorks has been putting out pretty good Pixar competitors, we will call them. They definitely have their own flow. I mean, the Monsters versus Aliens and all that. That's the DreamWorks guys. Yeah, I agree. I always have fun with these kind of movies, too. They're just fun movies, I guess. Makes sense.
Yep.
After that was The Sorcerer's Apprentice, one that we had both been talking about wanting to see. What did you think of The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
I actually liked it a lot.
I liked it.
Better than the last movie I saw with him.
Nick Cage.
Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah, Bad Lieutenant 2. It's a...
It should have just said bad movie.
I didn't see it, but... Sorcerer's Apprentice... I thought it was fun. I liked him. I liked both the I liked all the characters really well. The effects are really well done. I dug the story. I think it could have been a little longer, maybe. I don't know why or where I think it could have been longer, but it I don't know. Maybe a little longer. But I enjoyed it quite a bit. I get the impression from the little stinger at the end that they're trying to make it into a series. They want to have more, I think. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't say I loved it, but I was thinking during the middle of it, like, I'll probably buy this. I'll probably pick this one up. I could see myself putting this movie in and watching it from time to time. Don't go in expecting a heavy movie. This is just light fun. I think that's it. It was just a fun movie. At no point do I think they were trying to be anything more than that. You know what I mean? I think when they made this movie, they're saying, let's just do a lighthearted sorcerer. You know, we wanted to do some magic and some cool stuff. And I think that's what they wanted to do. I think that's what they did. I think it worked.
It did.
I did come home and pick up one of the tracks from the CD. It's One Republic. The song is called Secrets. It was like the main song in the movie. I dug that song. I picked that up. Oh. Yeah, I thought it was a fun flick. It was getting late, and I'd been up all day, so I was trying not to doze off. I started to head nod a couple of times in there, but I caught the whole movie. So I'm not, you know, the effects are great. Nicolas Cage was really good in it.
Yeah, he's really good in this.
I know there's been a lot of Nick Cage hate lately. I don't really get it. He's made some dumb movies, but I don't think that makes him. I like Nick Cage.
I think it depends on the movie and the director.
Okay, I will give you that. You put Nick Cage in a certain movie, and you're going to get that Nick Cage flair, and it might not be.
I kind of think I had the feeling that on this one he had the feel like he was from when he was like in Face Off, and
see, I don't.
And,
I think he's.
You know, I mean, that kind of feel from.
I think
him.
He started to kind of develop into the older Nick Cage and accept, and now he's working that.
I just liked his flair. It's just really fun sometimes.
Oh, I think he fit this role really well.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jay Baruchel or what? He's one of those guys, like, I didn't think I would like him in this, but I did. I actually liked him. He kind of, again, he fit. I thought the cast was really good. I thought they fit really well.
Yeah, I don't know where that black dude came into play all that much. His roommate or whatever that was. It's
poor man's, crap. What's the dude that's always up? They have that Forrest Whitaker.
Right. Yeah.
He kind of looks like him a little bit.
He was like in it for like three scenes.
Yeah, his character could have almost been left out. He really wasn't that important. You know?
I mean, other than that, it wasn't really. There was no character you didn't like.
I am kind of bummed that. Okay. Despicable Me. The previews. Everything you saw in the previews of Despicable Me happened in the first 5 minutes of the movie. I was like, wow. They just got that out of the way. Like, everything we showed you in the preview, here you go. Now let's show you the rest of the movie. Sorcerer's Apprentice was not like that. They showed, and this is one of those movies I didn't know they showed too much in the previews until I saw the movie. I'm like, remember that? Jokes fell flat in the movie because I'd seen them 100 times in the preview.
Yeah.
They showed a couple scenes in the preview that I'm like, they probably should have not showed that. Would have been more cool to hold off. But I kind of get it.
Like the car scene.
Right. They showed, but again, they showed multiple things. Multiple things in the preview were from that one car scene. So we saw half that car scene in the preview. We saw him changing the car. We saw him going through the mirror. I mean, I think this is one of those movies where they should have reined in. Like, he says, are you crazy? And he does the little, with his fingers to show a little bit. That was funny the first time I saw it in the preview. Would have been really funny in the movie. However, I've seen it 6 times in the preview. It's not as funny.
I really don't remember seeing it, so it was kind of funny.
And that, by the way, was the Nick Cage that we like. His kind of, you know, the way he did that scene, the way that scene played out, you're like, this is the Nick Cage I like. You know, that fits for Nick Cage. But you and I, we've gone on record, we're Nicolas Cage fans.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if anything on this show, what we have done is pretty much went out on a limb for everything and said, this is what we like, Go ahead, throw your freaking stones. We don't care. We like Nicolas Cage. We love Con Air. We love Face Off, City of Angels. Hey, not even a Nick Cage movie, but I'm going to say it right now. We like Armageddon, assholes.
What? Bring it.
I'm just saying. We don't care. We're going to tell you people what we like. I like Sorcerer's Apprentice. I didn't think it was great.
Yeah, we like DOA, bitches.
I love DOA. I think that is a fun-ass movie. I didn't think it was a great movie, Sorcerer's Apprentice. I thought it was a good movie. And I'm not even going to say that. I thought it was a fun movie. But I don't think it was trying to be anything but a fun movie. And I think it succeeded. I haven't heard anybody come back from it saying I just hated this movie. Everybody's like, you know, it was fun. I enjoyed myself while I watched it. I don't think they were trying to be high art. I just think they were trying to have fun. I think they succeeded. So, good experience at the drive-in, I think, overall. It was a good time. That's, again, the nice thing about the drive-in.
Two movies for one price.
Two movies, sometimes three for one price. And so chances
but
are good.
But pick and choose your movies. Is some movies are meant to be seen in the theater.
Yeah. But for, like, I think Despicable Me was a theater movie. I might even say Sorcerer's Apprentice is a theater movie, but we were behind and
it was cheap.
It was cheap. Ish.
And it turned out to be a really nice night.
It did. It was actually almost getting a little chilly there. I had to wrap my legs up there for a minute, so. Weenie. Which it could have been way worse. Could have just been hot.
Weenie.
Yeah, fatso.
Whatever.
So, yeah, we're a couple weeks behind, but I think we both recommend checking them both out. I think they're both pretty good flicks, I think. We will be seeing The Expendables when it comes out. We're both, I think, looking forward to that one. So, yeah. Anything else you want to say about these movies, sir?
No thing, boo-boo.
Okay. Look, I've been telling you about this program, Tidy Songs, for a while now, and some of you have tried it, but some of you are like, well, Jay, I'm just not sure. Well, here you go. Tidy Songs is easy, it's fast, and it helps to streamline your iTunes. We've all had songs in there that weren't labeled right, or maybe like me, you tend to forget which songs you put into what playlist, and you wind up with all kinds of duplicates. With Tidy Songs, you can fix those misspelled songs, you can search out those duplicates and get rid of them, you can add album art, you can do all kinds of stuff. And you want to know the best part? It's all automatic. You just click on a button, no typing involved. Head over to pennycult.com and click on the Tidy Songs button on the top right of the page. You can download it and test it out before you buy. I've used it myself. It's awesome. So go to pennycult.com and give it a try. That's Tidy Songs. Look for it at Pennycult. Top right of the page. Can't miss it.
Those about to rock.
We don't want to be sober for this, so.
Surprisingly, we haven't drank and gotten drunk for an episode yet.
We are high on candy, though, our last three.
Dude, we so need to do that.
What?
Like, go get a couple monsters. And just
a bunch
like,
of energy. You see how I act,
lock ourselves in a closet for, like, a couple hours and drink a couple monsters.
Why? Well, hold up. Why do we have to lock ourselves in a closet in order to drink energy drinks?
It emphasizes the idea.
Can I ask another question?
Why'd you raise your hand?
Are we in different closets or the same closet?
You're in a cupboard. He's in the closet.
Well, Jason's been in the closet before. That's how we started out.
When we used to record, I sat in the closet. And he sat in the, because we were on two different computers, and it was picking up echo. And
this is very true.
We've been there.
Since we got these new mics,
the mixer makes a lot easier.
Yeah, the mixer really helps.
We were doing off of headphones.
We had headphone mics, yeah.
Oh. So you could just jump into a video game if you wanted to.
I guess you could.
Well, when I first started, I did a show by myself for a while just to try to figure out how to do the whole podcasting thing. And then he and I started, and we talk about know nothing. We didn't know anything. We're like, well, let's just...
Our first show sucked so bad. It got lost, it was lost.
He acts like we lost it on purpose. No, we didn't lose it on purpose. It just sort of vanished off everyone's computers.
We luckily had a guy that knew audio stuff, and like then after 8 episodes, he's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Well, I had one of those, too. He was my stepfather. I don't know.
So are we going to record anything today? Besides what we just recorded?
I thought we just recorded.
We did.
It's been nice talking to you guys.
All right, again, this is a Know Nothing Music Show. Okay,
we actually did, so a lot of it's going to be taken out of context, so don't be surprised.
Yeah, I might tack something on the end. You never know. All right, well, we are joined today by the Know Nothing Boys. We'll go ahead and let you guys introduce yourselves.
Well, across from me is Tom, and of course, I am Tim. I speak for Tom.
And it's so true.
Yes, we're from the Know Nothing Music Show. That's KNOWMusicShow.com. We cover everything music and pretty much review new music, news, everything. So,
and when he says everything music, he means...
I mean everything music.
Their genres are all over the place, so it's pretty cool.
Opera?
Now, we actually asked these guys to kind of sit in with us for a few minutes today because we...
They begged us.
We did. We begged. We groveled.
We slurped.
We sent nude pictures of Stu.
What?
Oh, we did it anyway.
Forgot to tell you about that, Stu.
How did you get those in the first place?
Dude, they're all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
What's that new thing where people are...
Sexting?
No, where people...
Flickr?
I don't think that's new.
Sexter?
No, there's like that thing where people are going and it's like random video speed things and like...
Oh, the chat roulette?
Yeah, that's it. And they said like it's just penis after penis after penis. They're like, oh, you
what?
See
it?
Yeah, it's called chat roulette.
Chat roulette.
And Stu will be on that tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard a ton about this. It's supposed to be like quick video clips or whatever. And it like after... I don't fully understand it, but... Apparently, all that happens is big schlongs pop up in your face every 5 minutes. So it's a lot like your Saturday night. Anyway, we were going to be discussing the new Devo album, and you guys actually talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So I thought it might be cool to kind of have you guys sit in with us and give us your thoughts.
Repeat.
Not to mention the fact that Stu is not a big Devo fan, so I needed somebody to kind of back me up a little bit.
Calling the reinforcements.
But, yeah, so go over there and check out two episodes ago, I think, for you guys?
It was probably about three or four.
It's been
a while back.
Well,
I mean,
back
not that you're that behind the curve, but
no, I might be. Well, I think I've got two episodes geared up on my iPod right now, so it might have been a couple episodes back, but yeah.
Right.
Go back and listen to it. Doesn't matter. Just listen to them all until you figure out which one it is. That's the best way to tell. It might have been 20 episodes ago. We're not sure.
20 episodes ago. Looking fine in those.
But the new Devo album is called Something for Everyone. This was actually released back in June. Stu and I try to stay fairly current on our releases, but we get behind every once in a while. This is actually their ninth studio album, and it's been like 20 years since they actually released a full album.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know they went past one studio. Sorry.
Wow, really? Well, dude, their first ones came out in, like, the 70s.
So. I just knew Whip It, so.
Right. Well, that's their age. That's all anybody knows. That's the problem. Or at least that's all anybody thinks they know, which isn't true.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, we found that out.
Yeah, if you go onto their site, they have a little widget where you can just, you know, at random, they just play songs, and yeah, you will sit there and be like, I know that song. I know that
right.
song. I know that song. I know Devo. Why am I not more familiar with this band?
Well, I think a lot of it is they've done a lot of songs that are on soundtracks and in movies and stuff, and people just don't know.
Yeah.
I know they're on the Tank Girl soundtrack, which is a pretty cool soundtrack. And I mean, you hear them all over the place. Plus, Yeah, I think everybody forgets about, you know, Are We Not Men, We Are Devo. You know, I mean, that's a classic line. There's a lot of songs. It's just one of those things where Whip It is what everybody remembers because it ends up on every 80s compilation album. It's like, oh, Devo, Whip It. It's kind of like Mike and Cameo, right? Everybody knows one Cameo song, but Mike is a huge Cameo fan, and they've had
Candy.
How many albums? I don't even know.
I don't know.
They had actually rumored that they were going to release an album for quite a while. I know, was it back in the late 90s, somewhere in there, that they did their, like, a reunion tour?
Well, they haven't, I don't think they've been gone. They just haven't released anything.
Right.
And then, I want to say a couple years ago, or I want to say in 09 or something, word got out that there was this new release coming out from them. So, and they've done a whole reboot. They've changed up the, they don't have the hats anymore. They've got different like face masks and everything.
Yeah, I think
so.
They're called the Everybody Masks, which are,
yeah,
they look like something from a bad slasher movie. They're pretty cool.
Well, they have to figure out ways to kind of hide the fact that they're old.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of them, and it's like, just like the rest of us, they got kind of chunky. And I like the one dude wears his
old dudes from Akron, Ohio. So I mean,
I love that the one guy wears his everybody mask with his glasses over top of it. I think that's great. I think that's fabulous. They didn't really disappear. They toured and stuff. They pop up. I know they were just here at like a county fair or something. They still pop up from time to time, and there had been a lot of false starts.
Well, they just did that Newcastle.
That's what it was, the Newcastle Festival.
Yeah,
with Cake and that one guy. And
well, the one thing is there's been always like two mainstays. Like the lineup changes, but there's always I think it's a lead singer. It's like two brothers, I think, have pretty much been the mainstays. So the lineup has changed over the years a lot.
Yeah. Are they? Do you know if it's just those two now, or?
I think for this one, I think they've got a lot of the, they've sort of gotten the band back together in a way. I haven't looked since we did the show, but I think it's pretty much the same. But I mean, it's always been the two brothers, pretty much, that have been who Devo is. So.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I'd heard something like it was more of the originals or something like that, but I wasn't sure. I actually didn't become a Devo fan until the late 90s, so to admit my ignorance there. I mean, I knew who they were in the 80s, but I didn't really listen to them until, it was probably 98, 99 when I kind of got hooked on them. So.
Well, you're
yeah,
the
when
boomer.
It was cool to be fans of Devo.
Yeah, right. When I was a Devo fan and everybody was like, hey, man. Yeah, they're great. Oh, that's I think at this point there's a lot of people that are like, who? Who?
Yeah.
But
been a fan since your Best Of album. You guys rock.
There you go. Bought it over at Target for $9.99. It was awesome.
I had a coupon.
Now, there were a lot of false starts for this album. There were a lot of announcements that they were going to make the album and we're not going to make the album. And from everything I've read and everything I've seen, it was kind of a mess there for a while. What songs are going to be on the album? You know, they did all kinds of promotions and have had people vote on what songs were going to be. It was kind of a mess trying to weed through everything, figure out exactly what was going on. But from what I gather, there were a couple announcements that they were going to make the album, and then they came back and said, no, we're not going to make the album. So I don't know how they finally got it all together. But they did.
They drew cards.
It reminds me of the Metallica, some kind of monster documentary of just old people bickering about bullshit.
Are you saying Metallica's old now?
They should be wearing masks as well.
Right. But we can say at least it wasn't as bad as the Chinese democracy fiasco.
Oh, God.
No comment.
Which could be one of the worst albums I've heard in 5 years.
One song.
One decent song, and the rest of the album is just crap. It's like, wow. And you know Slash.
And 10 years waiting.
Slash is laughing his way to the bank right now because his album's actually pretty good.
10 years waited for that piece of crap.
It's so bad.
We had another band that did the 10-year thing. You guys talked about them.
Oh, STP.
STP.
Oh, Stone Temple Pilot.
You guys like that album.
It's all right. I mean, it wasn't like my favorite, but it was okay. I liked it all right.
Yeah, We panned it to keep our hipster chic.
We don't have any of that. We never have.
Who's hip?
We thought. Well, I think we both kind of agreed. It definitely wasn't nearly as good as their old stuff. It didn't. But
right.
So far, the only album that we really just haven't liked was Sting of the Tail, Scorpion.
Yeah.
And we just did not like it. Have you guys listened to that album yet?
No. Then again, I think our if you really want to throw a double fist in the air, I maybe we'll have to look back on some old Scorpion stuff. But no, we haven't actually reviewed that one on the show.
The old Scorpion stuff is fine. This is like you want to talk about sounding like a couple old guys trying to. I mean, it's like sad.
Right. Right.
And the lyrics are just so. Like I was saying in the review, this song comes up finally, and I'm like, this song actually sounds all right. And then I started listening, and I'm like, what is he saying? He's talking about rainbows and fishes swimming in the – what? And I was like, I was done. There's a – you know, it's background music, I guess. But the Devo album, however.
Oh, wait. We had a topic.
I don't know. I really like this. I thought it was – it's kind of like a Devo party album, right? Every track is fast, it's fun, mm-hmm. It's loud, yeah. Danceable.
It gets in your head, too.
Stu's looking, he's got a look on his face like, it didn't get in my head.
I think for Stu, the beats per second were a little bit too much. It had really too much slow down, dirty it up.
It had too much synthesizer.
Stu's not really a synth kind of guy. Now I am. So.
I do understand that. I do like something a little more visceral in my music. Synth does get a little agitating, you know.
I'm one of those guys that, it's – look at my iPod. You're going to find – I mean, you're going to find all kinds of stuff, but you're going to find Thomas Dolby. You know, you're going to find Devo. You're going to find the Cars. I like stuff that has a lot of synth in it, so it doesn't really bother me much. But Stu's not really the synth pop guy, so – Doesn't really work for him. I did think that the album felt pretty timeless. Are you done?
No.
Please be. Let me try that again. I did feel that the album, it felt pretty timeless. I don't think it would have sounded out of place, you know, any time within the last 30 years. It had definitely had an 80s feel to it, but then at the same time, you know, it's kind of like, I wouldn't have been surprised to hear a song or two in the 90s or even today, and which is pretty typical with Devo.
Is Stu shaving? Like, he sounds like he has a Lady Bic over there.
You want to know the best part is he's over here spraying this stuff, and I'm so used to this happening, I wasn't even paying attention until you said that. Oh, wow. Anywho.
Ooh, it smells like flowers.
Oh, great. No, but it was pretty typical with Devo. It felt very inventive, colorful, you know, a lot of bizarre sound effects in there. And like we said, a lot of synth heavy stuff. What's the one song, Mind Games? I think it was Mind Games.
I think it's like the second track something like that.
It starts out, it sounds like an 8-bit video game. It like comes on with this like video game soundtrack music before it kicks into the song. I really kind of dug that. But, I mean, it's funny because to me it sounds like Devo. I mean, they didn't go out of their way to change their sound like a lot of bands are trying to do now. It's like, well, we're coming back, but we're going to update it. To me, it was just Devo. They didn't really sound any different.
Kind of like the Scorpions.
Oh, well. No, they still sounded like they were, I mean, everything about that album sounded like it was even produced in the 80s. It was scary. But yeah, to me, this just felt like a Devo album. It didn't really feel, you know.
I think the big thing for both of us was the energy in this. That just sort of, I after a couple listens, you just really brought in by like the sound and everything in this album.
Yeah, and the only thing I really had to say about this album is, yeah, I do agree. This one does sound If you listen to any one of these tracks, I mentioned earlier that if you go to their website, they have the little widget with songs from various albums kind of scattered together. you put on the headphones and just start listening, and you're, if you're not even thinking, okay, this is from that album, this is from that album, it all flows together. The new tracks with the old tracks, it's like it doesn't skip a beat. If anything, yeah, this album is a little bit too high voltage. It is a little bit too intense. You wish they would have maybe taken another direction here or there. That's just a music critic in me. But yeah, it works. It works perfectly. It's, yeah, it doesn't skip a beat. The only thing that sounds even the remotely bit different is that if you really want to get analytical, yeah, the studio sounds sound a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little higher production value, but that's just because they're using machines that aren't, you know, the huge IBM towers, you know, that used to be synthesizers. It's, you know, all on, you know, an iTouch.
Yeah, I will. It's funny that you said that because it's actually, I just dropped it into my Devo playlist on my iPod, and it is mixed in with other songs. So I didn't really, just like you said, it can play right next to an older Devo. You won't really pay attention, and I do. But yeah, there's no like gut feeling song on here that's like a kind of, I wouldn't say, would you say gut feeling is slower? I guess it's slower than their typical stuff, but it's not slow.
Then again, it's Devo. You don't expect them to do a bad.
Right.
So.
Right, exactly. So it's like, yeah, there's nothing Devo slow, we'll quote it, but there's, yeah, but do they ever do anything really slow? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's really, again, just music nerd in me, but it's the only thing that's kind of hurting the album is just the sheer fact in an album full of singles, it's hard to separate that one or two tracks. That's like, oh, that one's, you know, that's the peak of the album, and then there's, you know, the valleys in between. It all kind of stays, you know, again, cranked up to 11.
He said peaks
and valleys. you know what? I will completely agree with that. Stu and I like to go through and try to find our favorite tracks when we do albums. Like this one really stuck out. And I have a couple that I liked Step Up and I liked Later Is Now, but it actually was really difficult for me to pick out which one stood out to me.
I did have a favorite.
Okay.
Track Zero.
Hidden track.
So why don't you talk for a second about this album, Steve? You listen to this, and this was a Jay pick, and most of the stuff we've done have been Stu's come and said, hey, why don't we do this, why don't we do that? But I actually threw this one his way. I said let's do the new Devo album, and I did that knowing that Stu is not the biggest fan of this style of music. But go ahead.
I just couldn't handle it, dude. I mean, it just sounded like old Whippet. I really couldn't tell the difference between any of the songs.
See, now I would have to say that Whip It to me is one of their songs that doesn't sound like it sounds the least like their standard stuff to me.
I played it and it's like it sounded the same.
So you're saying the whole album sounded like one song?
I don't know. I couldn't get away from the synthesizer and his voice. It all ran together.
There's nothing other than a synthesizer and his voice.
That's Devo. Well, there's more than one synthesizer.
I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. So, I mean, able to tell you what songs are what, I kind of got lost in my own world after listening to for so long. I kind of like phased it out almost.
Well, that's fair. Remember when we had to do that obscure 80s with the Alabama show? We sort of did that same thing. We had to listen to that
Alabama
stuff. Yeah. No, it wasn't Alabama. Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
Whatever. Potato, country music, right? We're not country music fans.
We found some good country music, actually. So
every once in a while, I'll hear something that I think is good. But
the problem, and we said this before on our show, if you listen to our show, no, we said this before, it's the same with country, it's the same with pop, it's the same with rap. Every genre across, literally across the dial, everything on the radio sucks. And that's all the shit that you hear all the time. And that's the big problem, especially with country, is that if all you hear in country is the crap they play at a Texas-themed steakhouse, you're not getting the good stuff.
No, no.
Well, I don't – when it comes to country, I don't feel like you've been getting the good stuff for years. Like, like they pick the poppiest-sounding country songs they can, and that irritates
country
me.
Is no longer country. It's pop.
It's
like pop now. That way you can travel in between the two stations.
Yes.
It's southern pop.
Twangy southern pop. And I don't really care for that. I pretty much hate what they're calling new country or young country or whatever you want to call it. I can't stand it.
Young country, I think it is.
And there have been a couple songs where I'm like, that song's not bad, but that is straight up just a pop song. That's not country.
It's like, what's her name?
Elizabeth Shue.
No, that's
Shania Twain.
Tanya Tucker.
What was with the Elizabeth Shue reference?
I you know what? I was thinking about Elizabeth Shue.
That was like random, beyond random. Elizabeth Shue. Like from Karate Kid?
I've been watching a lot of Karate Kid. I just turned my son onto Karate Kid, and so I've been watching a lot of that.
No, it was that one chick that got dissed by Kanye.
That's Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, no.
I don't remember.
She's a young girl. I can't remember.
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yeah, that's who it is. Is she country?
She's been doing back and forth between pop and country.
I didn't even know she was country. So.
It's barely country.
They consider her country. So.
She was born in the country, so it's technically country.
Well, when Kid Rock does a country song,
he fucks it up.
It's ugly.
Which is funny that you mentioned him, because he's on this new Slash album, and we were talking about how lately, like, we liked him years and years ago.
Yeah, Bawa Taba, Cowboy.
Yeah, all that stuff. Everything after that
album.
Who
didn't drive around for 3 weeks cranking Cowboy, think they're a badass in their Buick LeSabre?
Stu, he had a Chevy Corsica.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Actually, we had a radio station here that went from that protested to become country, because they're having this problem with – they were a rock station that was going to be transformed into the country. So they protested and played Bawa Taba 24 hours for like a weekend. And so they made it to where they were rocking in. That's the way to do it.
If that happened now, that would be considered like Chinese water torture.
That's true.
Wow.
Well, everything he's done now, anything off the, what album? American Badass? Anything?
History of Rock, I think that's what it was called.
Like,
I don't think there was anything History of Rock on there.
Yeah. Well, no, he sampled everybody's from history and put their music in there.
No,
but
sampling.
What's amazing is he does that track on the new Slash album, and I'm like, see, if he was doing this kind of music all the time, he would be like, people would love him. But, you know, same thing with Fergie. That song that Fergie does with Slash on there, we're blown away. We're like, it doesn't sound like anything she's ever done before. But, you know, it's Slash. What are you going to do? Which, none of this is Devo. But I think we've kind of come, you know, I kind of knew that Stu wouldn't really get into it, but I made him listen to it anyway. Sometimes that's fun. You know.
Yeah, he loves my pain.
Yes.
His pleasure is my pain, or my pain is his pleasure, whatever you want to call it.
It's a symbiotic relationship you have there.
Mm-hmm. I call it payback, but whatever.
Payback's a
mother. I know you guys had mentioned on your show.
What?
And
I'm sorry. I'm just listening. I like about four times doing this little interview, whatever, by podcastal conjunction. I completely forgot that I'm not listening to you guys. I'm actually talking to you guys.
It's awesome.
And how many times I've actually reached for my MP3 player and go, okay, what else is on?
Oh.
Let's see if Slug can ring this in.
Really? Slug's here? You're going to go to the ring something in?
At least with Slug, you know what you're getting.
Sorry, Slug. Oh, man. No, you guys had mentioned on your show the album art.
Yeah,
I want a poster.
I tried to get to that. Was the pretty lady in the front eating the little like
the energy dome?
Hat.
I want a poster of that.
Yeah, I was well, if I already hadn't bought it once from Amazon, I was actually thinking about, just to be a completist, buying the vinyl. That way you can have the large album art and, you know, have that on your wall.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet, too. I love the, well, yeah, the chick's good looking, but I love the kind of contrast between the like solid white in the background and then the bright blue of the Energy Dome.
Yeah, it's pop art. It is. Pop art and it works.
It reminds me of like an old Cars album cover or something. I don't know why. It just sort of does. And it, I don't know. I really dig it. I've thought about, you guys were talking about it on your show, and I'm like, they're so right, man. I would buy this like a poster and just hang it on my wall.
Well, I thought the Energy Dome was like red.
It is. That was one of the many things that you can buy blue ones, the cheap plasticky ones. But that was
Didn't they wear those at Rubik's Cube?
$40. Yeah, you're right. They're not cheap. They're cheap plastic. They're, however, very expensive.
They went to, didn't Rubik's Cube have blue
ones?
Yeah,
when we went to.
Was it blue or red?
Well, did they even wear them? I know that
they were,
Weird Al
were
was
something.
Wearing one when he did.
Oh, that was it,
Dare
yeah.
To be stupid. His were red, though. No, you're right, because they were taking them off each. He was taking them off the two guys' heads yeah. and switching them back over. Sorry. We're reminiscing. Hey, man, do you remember when we went to that movie back in, like, 1994, and we went and saw Jurassic Park?
No.
Do you remember that?
No.
Hey, Tom, remember when we did something that these two guys can't comment on because they weren't there to do it with us?
Oh, I remember that.
Genius.
No, I guess they, like, voted on the color of the Energy Dome. They had some, like, thing where like, they had people vote on the new one or something.
Like the new M&M?
Yeah, and blue was what they picked.
I was going to say, Eminem's album sucks.
I was talking about the candy, but yes, you're right.
I will agree with that. Hello.
And we got a phone.
Tell him I'm not here.
Why are you calling, Sue? That's weird.
I like you that much.
Anyway, I'll try to rein this in and you know, finish it out because we've been on for like 40 minutes. That's okay. 10 minutes of it was complete BS. Wait, 10, 20, whatever. Yeah, I think so. I already know that you guys kind of dug the album from listening to your show, so that's cool.
And you already know that I don't.
But it's three. But it's three against one, I think.
And mine overrules.
I would probably say that if you're a Devo fan, there's pretty much not you're going to like this album. I can't see how you wouldn't if you're, you know. Unless you're just one of those people that hates new things, which some people do.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound new. That's the best part about it. And what else are you going to do? Wait another 10 years for the next one?
It's possible. They might do that just to do it. That wouldn't surprise me. Like, we're going to release one every 10 years now. Oh, good Lord, how old would they be, though?
90.
They really would be de-evolving at that point. but yeah, I recommend checking it out. Like I say, if you're a Devo fan, if you're like Stu and you don't like synth and you don't like synth pop, then don't listen because you're not gonna. You already know you don't like Devo, I think. Right? I mean, if you don't like that stuff, then why bother?
True.
Yeah, don't waste your money if you don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But like we always tell everybody, you know, you can go to Amazon or you can go to, well, even their website. And you can go to iTunes, and you can listen to tracks, or at least partial tracks. So, and there's always YouTube. You can watch
videos. Yeah, we like using Grooveshark, which is one service that Tom even has streaming to his Android phone. So, you go there and just, yeah, listen to the album streaming and, you know, legal, free. And if you do like it, buy it so you can take it to the go. You can take it on the go.
Grooveshark?
Grooveshark.
Grooveshark. I'll check that out.
Yeah, this Android phone. They ain't worth anything.
Oh, see, he's got an iPhone over here, so you guys can.
Well, at least I don't touch my phone and it loses reception.
I don't have that one.
I touch my phone and it loses respect, but never reception. I will check out Grooveshark. That sounds pretty cool, Evan.
Yeah, I mean, at least you can use it on your computer. Like I said, we use it just to save time and some cash and just go there and listen to an album streaming. And like I said, if you do like it, you can buy it fairly easily off of, you know, Amazon, iTunes, you name it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and the pretty cool thing about this new album or the album is they've got, like, tons of different versions of it on Amazon. They've got, like, a deluxe. I think a Super Deluxe even.
Yeah, aren't there three versions of this or something like that?
There's three versions with different songs on there. There's the standard version, there's the deluxe, and then there's the song study version.
Which is the reason people torrent shit now.
Yeah, well, like people need a reason, I guess. But
you said it was Groove Shark.
Yes.
I do want to tell everybody that they should go listen to you guys, especially if you're looking for music. Like, you guys do talk about stuff that people have heard of, but you guys talk about a lot of things that probably slip under people's radars. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy your show, because I like discovering music that, you know, I've never heard before. And you guys definitely have introduced me to some bands that I've never heard before. So,
well, that's the whole reason we do this, is if we didn't do a show, we'd still be sitting on a computer discovering new music.
So I do it just to hear myself talk.
Well, that's why we do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, go over and check you guys out. Not you guys, but everybody else, go over and check you guys.
I'd check them out.
And listen to our show. You got to hear, I mean, that's pretty much how you guys are. So this is how they act. Well, maybe a little more tame on your show.
Yes, I agree.
For the most part. Why does everybody get on our shows and go crazy? We had Scott from Disney Indiana on our show once.
Shit, fuck, cock, ass, dick.
Those were the first words out of his mouth, like the second we start talking to him.
You know what? It's like a priest, once he's been desanctified, he's going to stick his dick in any hole, you know, just because he can now.
It's very true.
Stu's like, I was a priest.
Or a married man whenever he gets out of the house.
Or he got out of jail. He had to deal with the anal rapage for so long, and then he just kind of...
Sometime I listen to Stu, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like listening to Treebeard, where you have to wait a while, but he'll eventually say what he was intending.
I hate you.
He just called you Treebeard. Right now, Stu doesn't even know who Treebeard is, which is the best part.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue.
I nerded over his head there.
It's a Lord of the Rings reference, Stu.
Another thing I don't really care for.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, seriously, though, thank you guys for sitting in with us for a few minutes.
Thanks
really appreciate
us.
It.
Yep, thank you.
You can find them over at Know Nothing. Is it KnowNothingMusicShow.com?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. KNOW, NothingMusicShow.com.
And, of course,
or Pennycult.
Pennycult.com. There's a link to you guys, which is Q. And you can actually click and get directly to their website, which... You should do that. I mean, you can come over and find out about people at Pentecost, which is always good, but you should go click on their links to their websites, because they have more info and stuff up at their sites than we do. I just like to use it to try to introduce people to other shows that I dig. So that's kind of what Pentecost is, right?
I mean, people click on the Viagra and Citalis banners to learn more.
Dude, I would so, if we could get them as a sponsor, absolutely.
Dude, we still need to try Fleshlight.
I think Kevin Smith pretty much has cornered the market on the
I want that. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
I want one for each room.
I really want to get out of the office because he's scaring me. So, no, seriously, guys, thanks for coming over and sitting in and giving us your thoughts on Devo. We appreciate it. Go check out their show and listen to their episode where they talk about Devo, because you'll get probably a little more thought out stuff than what we just gave you. But, hey, it's all good.
Thanks again.
Thank you. God bless.
I try and try hard to believe a guy and girl can live in peace. I get less when I explain we could escape the house of pain. If you think the sky is blue or the grass is green, open up your eyes, see what I
Wrecking Crew Radio. Ask us about our balls.
Well, that's it this week on account of we ran a little long, so no real whatever section. Let's go out with a little Devo for all you lovers out there. And until next time, guys, remember to always stay awesome.
This program was recorded at Seedling Studios and is a Pinnacle production.